guys. This is Taste Masters with your hosts, David and Wyatt.
Oh my God, Bristol, I'm so excited to meet you. I've heard so many good things about you from David. You're a PhD. Super, super impressive. I feel like I'm out of my league just being in the same room. What's your PhD in?
In immunology and genetics.
Immunology. Do you study like disease and stuff a lot? Or
Primarily, I studied how exercise impacts the immune system.
Oh, cool.
And also how chronic disease impacts the immune system.
Gotcha. I've barely met you and I'm already so impressed. Bristol, David tells me you like to drink tea.
Yes, I am a tea connoisseur.
We do like our tea. Bristol a lot more than I do, but we like our tea.
I probably have 6 cabinets filled with teas from all over the world.
Wow. That's cool.
And I give half of it away, but I still have way too much that I could ever drink in a lifetime.
I filled up here.
And half of what she gives away is to me, and I'm nice. So grateful for that because it's so damn good.
That's cool.
Yeah. My motto is friends don't let friends drink Lipton.
That's a good motto.
So only the best for absolutely. Being my friend.
Because we're connoisseurs.
What's the tea that we used to make the kombucha? What brand was that?
Bigelow's.
Bigelow's. What are your thoughts on Bigelow's?
Bigelow, I feel, is kind of the UK version of Lipton.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. That's a great, or Australian version of, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like the beer equivalent of like Bud Light.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's what you just give people you don't like.
That's what I usually drink. Like, I don't know where to get like nice tea. And I love English breakfast teas. Like, I love coffee, but I think I drink tea more than coffee.
I can definitely help you out.
Oh my God, please. That would be great. What are your favorite teas? I just want to get a feel for your palate. What's your favorite teas?
My most favorite tea of all time is from David's Tea, and it's called Chocolate Chili Chai. Mm. And it is like a chocolate saturated black tea that has red peppercorns and tiny, tiny chocolate chips. So it's like almost like hot chocolate, but with like just a little bit of warmth to it.
Right.
And it's very comforting in the wintertime.
And well balanced.
And like all those chai spices as well.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yeah, we should have brought like a spiced amber or something. My goodness.
I mean, I wouldn't
and
mind.
Then the tea that I just gave David, it's called Cream of Earl Grey. And so Earl Grey is a more bitter bergamot flavored black tea, but this Cream of Earl Grey is just gives it a really soft edge. And like if you add a little almond milk to it, then it's just, it's a creamy, dreamy.
Oh, nice. Perfect. Creamy, dreamy breast. Love it.
Creamy, dreamy.
Love it.
That's a good one.
A little bit of what Bristol's palate is. But yeah. Bristol has traveled around the world, period.
Cool.
So she has tasted multiple things. She has endured multiple things. And I'm very excited to try to open her palate when it comes to beer. Bristol's not one, you wouldn't say you're much of a beer drinker. Not really much of a drinker. Every once in a while.
I am more of a cocktail person.
Right.
And what cocktails do you drink?
I would say my top 3 favorites are Kraken and root beer. It's just so good.
We may do that quite often.
It's just so sweet.
It would be so good with pizza, sweet and spicy.
The spicy rum with the root beer.
Yeah.
It's mind blowing.
Root beer and pizza is like, it was meant to. Like, I like root beer and pizza, I think, more than I like regular beer and pizza. And I don't even like root beer. It just goes so well. That would be great with pizza.
And now there's hard root beer, so we got that going for us.
Yeah. Not your father's root beer.
Right. I almost bought that in the liquor store to bring, you know?
Should have.
And I love Moscow Mules. Just the ginger part of that.
And the spice.
Some more spice.
I'm noticing a trend here towards like the spice.
And then one of my all-time favorites is vanilla vodka and cranberry juice because I think it tastes like a cherry cheesecake.
In another form. Creamy dreamy.
Creamy dreamy.
Oh, yeah. Bristol knows what she wants. But she likes. She's good at it.
Interesting. That gives us some interesting stuff to work with. So some of the beers that we pulled out of here initially, I don't know. I feel like we might be trying more beers than we initially planned on.
So we have in front of us about 16 different beers.
Right.
So this is a big, big step for us. This is episode 10.
Yeah.
And we are slowly getting bigger and greater. And so Wyatt and I thought for the Taste Masters, we were trying to challenge ourselves. We've done these 10 episodes. We want to bring someone who is very knowledgeable, well-traveled, well-versed onto our show and see who doesn't like beer or doesn't really go out of the way for beer and see if we can somehow open their palate and find a beer based off what they like. So at the very beginning, Bristol, we're going to give you a beer and you're going to tell us what you like and what you don't like about it. And what Wyatt and I are going to try to do is break it down and try to figure out from this plethora of beers we have to see what beer, if any, you do like. Sound all right?
That sounds great.
Okay, Wyatt, what's the first beer you have for us?
So the first beer I opened was the Chasing Tail Golden Ale from Squatters.
A nice, beautiful local brewery out of Salt Lake City, Squatters.
Yeah. Easy to drink, you know, a little bit of malt, a little bit of hop, not a lot of either, though. It's not super intense at all. I haven't had this one in a long time, actually, maybe since, like, college. But it was either this or the Boston Lager. The Boston Lager is a little bit more malty, a little bit more sweetness, and definitely a little bit more bitterness to it. With all this talk of spice, I think that might have been the right option, but here we go.
Cheers.
Right? Cheers. Nice, like, golden straw color.
What is the golden ale, right?
Right. Golden ale. Like, a nice lingering foam on top, too. I didn't expect it to last that long.
It looks champagne-y. So I have Beer Advocate. This one has scored a 78, which is an okay. It's ranked 357 on English Pale Ales. So Bristol, you are drinking an English Pale Ale out of Squatters. What's your thoughts?
When I was smelling it, I thought it smelled a little sour. But then once it was on my tongue, it felt more like kind of like a cider. It had kind of like a crisp sour taste.
Okay. Yeah.
Which I enjoyed.
Yeah. It's interesting. The hop bitterness is a little bit more pronounced, but it's over very quickly. Like, it doesn't linger.
It seems rounded to me.
Yeah, very, very well rounded. Like,
ends.
Like, a little bit of sweetness, and then a little bit of, like, hoppy bitterness, and then just, boop, gone.
Yeah. I'm not sensing any aftertaste. Mm-mm. Or.
But I feel like this one's a good, typical beer. Mm-hmm. You know, a good ale. Just kind of.
If anything, what do you like about it? What do you dislike about it?
I like that it just has, like, a kind of a crisp, refreshing sort of taste to it, and that it doesn't linger.
Yeah. And I think it's one of those time of year beers. I think you could crush this on the lake. You know, you're like, it's something I need something. I'm dying of thirst. Let's throw one of these back and it's crushable. It's crisp. It's easy to drink.
Right.
Yeah, I like that.
It says on here like summer ale. This would be more of like a early summer, maybe like late spring.
I say spring.
For me, yeah.
Absolutely.
Speaking of, we're going to be doing a spring episode pretty soon, like what we think you should drink for spring. That'll be fun. But interesting. This gives us some place to go. So you like the crispness of it. To me, that says the next beer we should try is a lager. It's not what I had planned, but I think the next beer we should try is a lager.
Wyatt, what do you have for our next beer?
So this is my debate. We could go full suspension pale ale. It's got a little bit more hoppiness to it, which could be construed as like a crispness. Or we could go Sam Adams, which we talked about before this. Sam Adams is going to be a little bit more bitter, has a lager yeast, so it's going to be a little bit more crisp. Or we could even go to like a Modelo Negra, which is not going to be nearly as hoppy, a little bit more maltiness, but it also has that lager yeast. It's going to be very crisp at the end.
Bristol, are you familiar with hops at all?
No.
Do you like floralness? Do you like that kind of bitter taste to it? It drinks in general?
Hops make me think like green tea similarities.
I am probably leaning toward the no area on that.
Okay, so then that's the case.
Malt is sounding more intriguing to me.
Then Bristol's taking us to malt world. Towards malt.
I'm going towards the Modelo then.
Cool. So we have the Modelo Negra that Wyatt is going to open for us.
Modelo Negra. On here it says a medium-bodied lager with a slow roasted caramel malts brewed for a rich, smooth taste. I didn't know this until... This has been one of my favorite beers for a long time. I didn't know this until recently. Modelo Negra is a Munich-style Dunkel. It's like one of your favorite styles.
One of my favorite styles is Dunkel. Good. And
I didn't even
there's
know
a
that.
Reason
I
why this one's so good, and this is a Dunkel-style beer. Dunkels have a lot of that malty characteristic to it that I love. I'm not a huge hop fan. I don't really care for the bitterness. I can, you know, enjoy them here and there. But this one I crave. Yeah. This one's, it's for me, beer. It's Dunkels or I can drink anytime, anywhere kind of beer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a great, I think it's a great fall beer, personally.
Cheers. God,
beautiful color. It's darker than I remember. Like caramel, toffee kind of color.
It does have like a toffee note to it.
Oh, so crisp. A little bit malty. Not as malty as I remember, but crisp. Wow.
What do you think, Brisk?
That definitely has a much richer flavor than the previous one. I need to take another sip.
Me too.
I feel like it's not as cold as I'd like it to be. It's not as crisp as I want to be.
I didn't chill any of the beers. So we've got, you know, four lagers. None of them are chilled. So I'm sorry. I apologize about that. Ales you can get over. They're supposed to be room temperature, but lagers.
It's supposed to be a little more cold, Brist. I do apologize for that.
That is a tongue tingler. I was feeling a little tingle there.
And then it's kind of on the tip and goes down the middle.
And then it definitely has like an aftertaste. Like I can still taste it.
Yeah.
It's just kind of
sitting there. Do we like this aftertaste? Do we not like this aftertaste?
No, it's...
Like a bready kind of aftertaste. Yeah. I feel like these maltier beers... I mean, like, black tea is, like, defined by, like, a maltiness, right? It's a common descriptive word of black tea.
Yeah.
A lot of these
black tea is my favorite.
Defined by maltiness. And this is, you know, malty, but that lager yeast is so crisp and so refreshing.
It's heavy. Like, it's definitely heavier than the Chasing Tail. Okay. But it still finishes fast. It's still... drink like crushable.
It's richer, but it's not thicker. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely more body to it. But.
So between the Chasing Tail and the Modelo, which one would you rather have, Brist?
I would rather have the Modelo.
God, it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Yeah. So you like it. You like the malty flavors. I kind of want to try a little bit hoppier beer with you. Just to be certain. Just to be certain. And then we'll get back to the maltier beers because we've got probably three maltier beers that I'm excited for you to try. One that I personally am excited to try, I haven't tried yet. We'll try a hoppier beer real fast. Do you want to go? So we've got two hoppier beers here. One's a pale ale, so it's going to be a little bit like toned back. The other one is a IPA. So we purposely brought two beers that weren't like insanely hoppy for your, you know, palate. The pale ale is like a West Coast. I think it's specifically a Northwest style. I don't know for sure. Yeah, Northwest style pale ale. That's the Squatter's Full Suspension pale ale. This is actually the first craft beer that I had when I was in college. I bought it at Smith's. I think it's fantastic.
Does this have a higher alcohol percentage than when you were in college?
Yes.
Yeah, it does. So it's 5% now. And when I was in college, it was 4%. So up to 5%. And there are so many beers that I used to drink that I was like, it's good. Now they're 5%. I'm like, oh, God, that's fantastic. Like the Breckenridge that we tried on our last episode, I feel that way about it. It's so good. So we've got the Juicy Pale Ale. So that's like a Northeast style. And then we've got the Northwest style. So Northwest style is probably going to be a little bit more bitter. In this, they throw the hops in the boil, and so you get a lot more bitterness, less aroma, whereas in the IPA, India Pale Ale, with the hazy IPA, they have a lot of dry hops, so dry hopping will give you a lot more aroma and less bitterness. But I imagine there'll be similar bitterness. I don't know if you have the IBUs on these, David?
Let me go ahead and pull up.
So this one is going to be hoppier. The hazy Nosh IPA is going to be hoppier, but it's probably going to be more... like flavor,
more floral, aroma.
Yeah, let's try that hazy Nosh.
The hazy Nosh. I haven't tried this one either.
So this is the Uinta Hazy Nosh IPA, out of obviously Uinta Brewery in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh God, I can already smell it. It's almost like a tangerine kind of smell. That's wonderful. It smells like fresh fruit. It's making my mouth water.
So this one's hoppy and fruity.
The fruity flavors will come from the hops. So hops are interesting. They have alpha acids in them that are essentially smell like different kind of essential oils, to me at least. And you can get a lot of like flavors from hops, anywhere from like a dank pine flavor to like a tropical citrusy flavor. They're really fun. Hops come in like a cone. And they grow on a vine. It's very similar to like a pine cone. I think it's like in the same... family, similar family. That's also in the same family as cannabis. Just interesting, like very aromatic.
I mean, it's very fun. Aromatic. You get that citrus right off the nose.
Mm-hmm. The beer's still on the table, and I can smell it.
And it's hazy. Can't see my finger through it when I hold the glass.
Very, very like dank kind of smells too. I like that. So juicy.
I thought it'd be a lot more hoppy.
That's that dry hop.
Yeah, because you do after.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
That's not bad. It definitely has like that grapefruit kind of bitterness at the end.
Super grapefruit. And it like, lingers. It's so juicy. It like lingers. Biting into a grapefruit.
That's it is wonderful. Very juicy. Yeah,
that is, I was trying to describe the sensation of like right after I swallowed it, my tongue sort of felt like I was, you know, puckering. And so mm-hmm. it just like became dry. And then when you said grapefruit, I'm like, that's what's happening.
Yeah. It's like but you get that, right? Yeah. You see how that can just pop? It's interesting yeah. what beer can do.
Citrusiness from the hops.
Beautiful craft beer.
Yeah, that's...
I think one of the reasons that I've never liked beer, because I don't like the way it smells, but I like the way this smells. So that's a plus.
Do you like the way it tastes and smells?
I think I like the way it smells more
than
the way it tastes.
Is it because it's too bitter? Is it too...
It's... I don't like the aftertaste. Like, when I first drink it, it has, like you said, it has that kind of citrusy grapefruit tangerine type of mm-hmm. and then I swallow it and then I'm still kind of tasting this bitterness that
it's kind of a palate wrecker.
Yeah,
honestly, I mean it.
Yeah,
it's still there. I haven't tried one for almost a couple minutes now and it's still lingering, so I can see that, Briss. It's just kind of, I want to drink it and be done with it almost sometimes. I get that.
That's nice. I love the aroma of that. I always love the aroma of hops so much. Like, hop smell, it's one of the best smells in the world. Like, the flavor of
hops. It's just fresh. It's fresh. It's
so fresh.
Yeah.
So
freshness. Fresh. Yeah. But, like, an outdoorsy freshness.
Yes, it is very outdoorsy.
Like, dank and pine trees and, like, a citrusy kind of pine tree. Absolutely. More citrusy than pine, but still dank. It's wonderful. God, I love it. The more we taste hoppy beers on this, the more I like hoppy. I didn't even like hoppy beers before we did our IPAs episode. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like, every hoppy beer we try, I'm like, ah, it's so fresh.
See, I'm appreciating hops more, but I'm still not sold on hoppy beers. Like, they're good. I'll drink them. But I like my Dunkels. I like my lagers. Like, I like that more.
Such a juicy flavor. And the mouthfeel is like...
full.
Oh, so pillowy. Wonderful. Cool. So...
to Bristol.
Smell wonderful. I'm glad we tried that. But we're not going to try any more hoppy beers.
Okay.
We tried one.
We think hoppiness is not for you. So IPAs, we're going to stay away from. So we're going to go back to kind of that lagery beer to see if we can find a more malty lager balance for you.
You want to go back to a lager beer? I was thinking the mild ale next.
Should we do the mild? So I'm very excited about this one. We're doing the Epic.
Yeah.
So I have brought with us from Epic Brewing, also from Salt Lake City, the Mid-Mountain Mild Ale. And milds, why and I fell in love with on our second episode when our brewmaster came and showed us one from Fisher Brewing called the Mild Child. And we drank that and, oh my God, it opened our palate immensely.
Perfect color.
So this one is going to be... quite opposite of what we just had. Bristol's not going to have that beautiful smell, that tangerine citrus to it. So go ahead and give it a smell.
I would definitely recommend drinking some water first.
I would try to wash something out just because that the IPA is still going to be lingering, I'm assuming.
Yep, sure is.
I feel like I can taste it, but I feel like I can still smell it. It's still just dank. God, I love that. Beautiful. It's a little bit lighter in color, the mild is, than... the Dunkel that we just tried, the Modelo Negra. Beautiful color. Like, again, caramel, but a little bit lighter.
Off the nose, Briss, what are you getting?
It's very, like, dark caramel. Like, when you brew black tea for about 4 minutes, and that's beautiful. What it looks like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honestly.
Yeah. Oh, man. On the nose, it's bready, but, like, can I say, like, grandma's cookies? Is that... that feels like a stretch, but, like, it's like a sweetness, and it's, oh, man. It smells like grandma's house. Oh,
it really does have kind of a gingerbready, you know, toffee-ish nose to it.
I can see toffee. Dude, it smells like cookies to me.
No, grandma's cookies. You said grandma's cookies, and that nailed it on the nose. Like,
grandma's cookies. No one else's cookies. Grandma's cookies.
What do you think, Bristol?
That is so interesting.
Right. Ready and sweet.
It's not overwhelming.
It does really has like what I'm getting, you guys are getting more of a sweet flavor, and mm-hmm. I'm just smelling like when I make like a yeast bread dough.
Absolutely.
And so like when you're kneading a yeast-based bread dough, that's what I'm smelling.
Yeah. Yeah. Very bready. Very, very
it's bready. It's very bready.
So good. Sweet. This is good.
But
this
it's
good
not beer. Super sweet. I think we're saying sweet, but it's not sweet as in, you know, you're licking caramel or, you know, it's
no, yeah, I don't really find it sweet at all, but it's also not bitter. It's just like
kind of well-balanced almost.
It is well-balanced.
I get like a bready sweetness
here. I think it's a lot lighter than almost the Modelo.
Like a fresh piece of like dark bread with like just a little bit of honey drizzled on there.
Okay.
That's what that tastes like to me. That's that sweetness. Not a lot, not overwhelming. Just a tiny little drizzle of honey on there. That's nice. Way higher alcohol percentage than I expected from a mild. Again, I'm used to milds being like 3.5% ABV. 5.1, super high ABV.
So you got a nice range of colors here.
Not bad, huh? What do you think, Briss? You like this one?
I do like it. It is a very like middle of the road, so it's almost unremarkable. Like I won't go, oh my gosh, remember that mild ale?
Mm-hmm.
It had this taste to it. Like it's just sort of like maybe classic. You know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't.
Great description.
It's not blowing my mind, but I also don't hate it.
Yeah,
it's not bad at all. I like that description.
It's interesting you say classic. Mild ale is like one of the oldest, like, consistently brewed styles of beer in the UK. Like super, super classic British beer. Mm. British ale. Yeah. Delicious.
Did not know that.
Right.
Wait, there you go, Briss.
I feel like we should have brought like, if we had like a mild with like a cherry in it, that's what Bristol would probably like. It's like a mild with like cherry.
Mm-hmm.
A nice fruit one. So the mild ale on Beer Advocate gave it an 80. So it's good. It's ranked 15th of all English pale mild ales in its style. Not bad.
Up next, David will be trying the nut brown ale.
So this one I'm really excited for. It's at a Red Rock Brewery. It's called the Bobcat. It's a nut brown ale. I've always been a fan of brown ales. I think they have that kind of, I don't know, it's like that chasing tail we had, but a night darker, more malty and nutty flavors to them. And I really like nutty flavors in my beer.
Beautiful, beautiful color. God, the darker we get, the happier I get.
Extremely dark. I can't see my hand through the other end of the glass.
Wonderful brown color.
It's got
kind of foamy.
It's got a nose on that one. Wow.
That's intense.
Wow. I love the smell. It's like robust
so it
almost.
It smells like malt and smiles, happiness. So like bready on the nose. Like a really like dark bread crust. God.
This is hoppier than I thought it'd be. I mean, it's not bad. But it also doesn't linger.
No.
I feel like it's rounded. But the malt kind of lingers a little bit.
This is a surprise to me. Because when I looked at how dark it was and how it smelled, and it had this like really harsh smell, I thought. But taste wise, this is my favorite so far.
Ooh, why we're doing it.
Dude. That's we talked about before we started going, like we gestured to, we've got what, like the Breckenridge Amber, the mild, the Bobcat Nut Brown. We had one other like dark-ish beer.
We had the Stella Artois Midnight Lager, the Boston Lager from Sam Adams, the Avalanche Amber Ale.
The Dead Guy, that's what I was thinking of. But like there was like four beers. It was all the maltier beers. Before this started, we were like, she's probably going to like these beers. Like they're malty and like it's just right.
So, Briss, you liking this one then?
You like British Black Tea? We got British dark beer.
What do you like about this one?
It just has the most unique flavor, and it when I first put it on my tongue, I kind of like my eyes widened up. Like I was like, oh, well, this tastes great. Like this is something that seems more like you would savor it, like if you're having a really nice meal and then you just kind of drink this beer really slowly.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I don't think it's crushability. I wouldn't put it high. I mean, 1 out of 10, I wouldn't put 10. It's crushable, like water.
Yeah.
But Savory, I like that
I'd say like lower, like one of the lower ones we tried, like 5.5, maybe
five. 5.5, 6-ish but tops.
Can I also say this is one of the favorite beers I've had yet? It's really good. Like, I love brown ales. So, so good. I feel like it's an American brown ale, so like, this is the strongest beer we've tried yet today. It's 6.1% ABV. And like, anytime I feel like you start to get above like 6% ABV, like there's just this like noticing like alcohol sweetness, like cloyingness to it. And I don't know if it's just my palate, but like, I think this, the one thing that would make this better would be if it were a little bit lower ABV. I think I would love it so much more.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah. Like 5.5%.
Cause you want to be able to crush it. I feel like.
Yeah. When I think of drinking this, like it should be served to me in like a wooden tankard, maybe. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Like something with like a big wooden thing with like a handle and like a leg of lamb, like just a bunch of like, and you can like pick it up or like you ever go to the carnival and you see those like big ass turkey legs.
Yes.
God, like this is fair. What, like I want a like a fucking tankard of beer. And I want a big ass leg of some sort of like roasted or grilled meat. And this is the beer I want in that. And I don't give a shit what the meat is, but I just want to like eat it and have like grease dripping down my beard. Just go like,
are you saying this is a manly beer? Is that what you're trying to say?
God, I'm not saying manly. Like you could do it too. We could all do it together.
I can't grow a beard and I still drink it.
I think this is just like, it's like a primal beer for me. It's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes.
It's renaissance-y.
This would be great beer to drink at Evermore Park. It is very
old school. I am definitely feeling like I minimum need a goblet.
I like that.
Goblet would be cool. Like a British pint is like 20-ish ounces. Mm-hmm. That's like the minimum.
Yeah, that's size to be that's what you get.
If I had a 20-ounce, it would take me 2 hours to drink a 20. I would just want to just sip it little by little.
Yeah, like you don't need to drink it fast. That's how much I'm enjoying it. The later it gets into it too, the better it's going to be. Because like, to me, I mean, this is an American brown ale, but for some reason I keep thinking like British stuff. Like British ales are usually lower carbonation. It's almost supposed to be like flat and warm. Like this is how this beer should be served. If this beer was on Nitro Tab, I would lose my shit. That would be so good.
Be a lot more creamy.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
I can't imagine. And my mouth is watering.
Sounds wonderful. Then like a rotisserie chicken with it or something like that. That's my thought. Something roasted meats sounds great with this.
Well, Bristol, I'm glad you like this one.
Yeah,
me too. I would have never guessed that I like this one the best. I thought for sure that I would like a really, really light beer before I came in here. I'm like, well, I don't like beer, so I'm probably only going to like one that's really light and mild. But this is like the darkest and most... like rich and tasty, and I'm into it.
Yes. Yeah. So we found a winner. So going from this one though, what do we see ourselves going after this? We got the brown ale. Do we try another lager? Do we try to see Bristol if you want to try a sour? Do you want to try?
Right, we do have sours.
We can go lighter. We know not to do hoppy, but do you want to see kind of what a sour is?
We could play with some sours.
Let's try a sour.
We could. We do have a couple of roasty beers. Now, you don't like coffee?
I don't.
Yeah, so we've got two beers that are going to be roasty. We've got the Guinness and the Stella Artois. I don't think we should try them today because they're like a coffee bitterness. It's a defining characteristic of them.
Well, one of the comments I made before was the reason I didn't like beer is because I didn't like the smell. Mm-hmm. That's the same with coffee. But now that you've proven that... the beer that I hated the smell of, I actually like the taste of. Maybe that's another misconception.
I feel like we should try the Stella Artois Midnight Lager. We have not opened this lager. This one's a brand new release in Utah so far. Wyatt and I saw this in the liquor store. We had to try it. It's going to have a coffee chocolate bitterness to it. But we haven't even tried it yet. We don't know exactly how good or how bad it is.
Without having tried this yet, speculation for me is it's going to be a lot like a Schwartz beer.
I think so.
Right. And like very similar bottle to the Guinness. They're both black bottles with gold writing. Guinness has a little bit of white on there as well. Stella Artois has a little bit of white on there.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very similar bottles. I think it's almost like a competition for Guinness kind of beer. Because Guinness in like the world market really controls the stout, I think. I think this is Stella's competition, and I think it's going to be Schwarz beer, maybe a little bit roastier, maybe even roastier than the Baba. We'll see.
So I'm curious.
5.4% ABV. So it's definitely stronger. What's Guinness? 4.4, I think.
I think it's 4.3 to 4.6.
4.3 tops. Or 4.6.
I have the Midnight Lager here as an 83, which is good on Beer Advocate. It's ranked 30 on all European dark lagers.
Interesting.
Not bad.
What was the stats for the Red Rock Brown again? Because the flavor is still lingering in my mouth, and I'm loving every second
of it. So the Red Rock Brown was ranked 672 on all American brown ales, had 6.1 ABV, had a score of 81, which is good. So let's try this Midnight Lager. I'm super excited for this one.
Yeah, it's just absorbing light.
It is all light.
It's a black hole.
So Bristol off the nose, what are you getting?
It's pretty intense off the nose. It's really strong. Is.
It's very extremely robust.
Tell me what I can't pick out like a specific smell. What are you guys smelling?
I get nuttiness out of it.
Like, I was gonna say it smells similar to like the brown, but I feel like that was wrong.
It just seems bold.
Like a breadiness.
Like it's very bold.
That very typical like strong beer alcohol sweetness, but it's not strong enough for me to get that smell. So I feel like it's got to be wrong what I'm smelling.
Bottoms up.
Someone at home, please taste this and then message us on our Instagram, you know, at the Tastemasters. And tell me that I'm wrong. Buy this beer, smell this beer, and then send us a message and be like, hey, Wyatt, you're an idiot. This is what you were smelling. Because I really want to know what I'm smelling here.
So I'm tasting this. It's toasty. You can definitely get that bready grain to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bready.
It's like a bitter dark chocolate.
A little bit of coffee-ness at all.
I don't get any coffee.
I'm not tasting
caramel.
Any.
Yeah. Caramel, toffee, dark chocolate. I don't get any coffee. I'm disappointed a little bit. I was expecting... It's not a Schwarz beer.
No.
I wouldn't say Schwarz beer by any means.
I feel like it's lighter than I thought it'd be.
It like flavor-wise, yeah.
I almost thought, just because of how dark it was, I thought it was going to be almost chewy.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like I thought, okay, there's going to be like... molecules in my mouth that I'm gonna have to chew before I swallow, but
not super like heavy body either, like maybe like a medium body. I don't know what to say about this. I'm at a loss.
This one's I'm the same boat with you. Don't know.
I feel like it's not, speaking of the carbonation, I just feel like the flavor is very flat to me.
Not very like one-dimensional, not super complex,
mild.
Yeah.
It's mild.
I'm not impressed.
No. I was really excited for this, too.
Well, Bristol, we're going to give you one of our favorite stouts, which is the Guinness. So this is a typical stout, Bristol. This one, it's more viscous, I feel like, than the Midnight. It's going to be just as dark. It's going to have a lot more lasting foam. But Wyatt and I love Guinness.
Oh, my God. So much.
Yeah, not only do the bottles look identical, but it looks identical in the cup.
Color wise, it's
spot on.
The exact maybe the Stella Artois is just slightly lighter. Like if Stella was a 49, Guinness would be a 50. Like so close, but
okay.
Bottoms up,
Bris. What do you smell in the Guinness?
I cannot place it.
Similar nose. Guinness just has like such a creamy mouthfeel and like a little bit of like coffee bitterness, dark chocolate.
I kind of like that we did the Midnight Lager first because it kind of was disappointing and it was kind of light, but the Guinness definitely, it's going to have a way more lingering mouthfeel, but it also is going to fill the mouth.
Yeah.
And it's going to feel more creamy, but it is still robust.
It's like, you're right. It's more viscous. I mean, the earlier beers that we tried were, you know, like water. And this is like plasma.
Yeah. In a sense, yeah.
I'm happy we ended with Guinness. This was nice. We can still do some sours if you want, but I don't know if we're going to taste them.
But what do you think, Bristol? And you're not a fan of coffee. So what do you think about the Guinness? The original Guinness.
I think this is like too heavy for me.
Yeah.
I think my favorite was the nut brown. And then that's everything kind of got darker from there.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like if I were to drink an entire pint of this, that I'd be done for the night.
I want to brush your teeth for like 3 hours afterwards. Gurgling, mouthwash,
yeah.
The whole shebang. Mm-hmm. But Bristol, through this experience of tasting these beers, have we swayed you or tried to open your palate in a way where you're like, yeah, okay, I don't hate beer.
Yeah,
I think that there were a lot of surprises for me. I really didn't realize that beer had so many different types of flavors. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. The smell of the beer is actually really contributes to how it tastes. And sometimes that the smell of it didn't, like, I smelled it and immediately made a decision like, oh, I'm not going to like this. But then when I drank it, it was nice. So that was also surprising.
Yeah.
I'm also surprised that for my first try, I landed in the middle of the road instead of like, let me do the baby beer. Let me do the lady beer. Yeah. Let me just do something light and refreshing and, you know, going from foo-foo cocktails to a light beer. Like, that's what I expected.
That's the easy jump.
Yeah.
And the fact that I really like this kind of rich, nutty brown and just it, like I said, I kind of just perked up when I drank it. I was like, oh, okay. Didn't realize beer could taste like that.
Yeah. I'm huge win. I'm super excited.
I'm smiling ear to ear right now. Yeah. I am grinning. Yes. I feel like as taste masters, we're not just two bumbling idiots drinking, putting our stuff on social media and a podcast. But we're actually trying to open the palate of those we love. And hopefully those out there, that's what we want to do. We want you guys to figure out that there's a craft out there that has been crafted by these people who it's an art for them. And there's an art piece out there for you. Go find it. That's what Wyatt and I are trying to do, right, Wyatt? I mean, go find it. Go find your craft that you enjoy.
We may still be two bumbling idiots, but at least we found someone who, you know, previously didn't like beer, and now they like beer. And a little bit darker than middle of the road. Honestly, this is a fantastic beer. I think I can confidently say that my favorite beer that I've drank today as well was the Nut Brown. This is one of my new favorite beers. Would you drink this again? Like if you went into a restaurant and you saw, hey, they have the Red Rock Nut Brown Bobcat on tap.
I would pick it first.
Oh my God. Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Why?
Right.
Can I just say that I think we're good at our job.
I think we're doing something.
We're trying. I think Taste Masters suffices.
Yeah.
We are the Taste Masters.
I'm pleased.
But Bristol, thank you for coming on to our show. We are so grateful to have you on. It's been a thrill this whole time. I hope you've learned a lot. We've learned a lot. And I hope that you're be willing to come back another time and taste with us.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Maybe we can do sours next time, or we can just have a bunch of brown ales. God, that would be fun.
This is the brown ale episode of Bristol.
Maybe next time we can have a pot of hot water and Bristol can guide us through teas. Mm-hmm. I think that would be fun. Like, ooh, I would love to taste with tea. Some different teas.
Absolutely.
Oh, I would love that, Bristol.
Taste Masters with a capital T.
T. Well, so, till the next beverage, bro.
Yeah, when you open the palate just opens.
Thanks, Bristol.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening. This has been another episode of the Taste Masters. Like us, follow us, share us, tell your friends. Next time you have a drink, tell us about it. Drink it, you know. Let us know what it tastes like. Tell us if we should try something new. You can find us at tastemastersdrink.com. You can also find us on Instagram at the_tastemasters or on Facebook. We are the Taste Masters. Thanks for listening again.
Produced and recorded at Fuse Audio. Give them a follow at Fuse_Audio.